Since 1972, Pizza Man has been a staple of the Litchfield community, owned by the family affectionately known as the Chandler Brothers. Recently, Scott Chandler, one of the owners of the business, was diagnosed with heart failure. So his family, friends, and other community members have joined together to organize a benefit to help pay for medical expenses. I had the opportunity to speak with Mike James, one of Scott's best friends, as well as Jessica Chandler, Scott's sister-in-law and co-owner of Pizza Man. We're going to be talking about a fundraising event that's going to be coming up here shortly. It's in the month of July. Before we get into the actual event, there's a reason the fundraising event is going on. Either Mike or Jessica, can you tell me a little bit about what has happened that has made this event occur?
Well, my best friend Scott Chandler has a heart condition that he wasn't completely aware of until an incident that happened while he was on a trip out to the West, and he was rushed to a hospital out in Wyoming where they diagnosed him with heart failure. It was more than likely caused from a virus that he had contracted in the last few years. We don't know exactly when that took place. But because of that, his heart is in a mode where it probably will never completely recover.
We were talking a little bit off the air before we went rolling, but you said this was discovered because of a new business venture that essentially was getting going?
In 2018, Scott and my husband Jeff, they started a new business. Chandler's just can't stop dreaming. So
nothing wrong with
that. They decided to start hauling RVs and campers from Indiana across the country. And they decided to take this big trip to California, and Scott wasn't feeling very well. And they decided to stop at an ER in Cheyenne, Wyoming, which Mike was saying was the perfect place, end up having the best doctors there. And they diagnosed him with heart failure, and Renee, his wife, and myself were at home, and we were getting these phone calls from Jeff, and they weren't quite sure what was going on. At first, I just really thought it was anxiety. I just thought it was a crazy trip. You know, it was long, and then things kind of spiraled from there. So their parents, Lowell and Kathleen, jumped in a car and took myself and Renee 13 hours, drove straight there. And we got there and found out that it was heart failure. And he'd been through quite a bit, and his heart was actually pumping between 22 to 24%. So things were pretty serious at the time. So they did talk heart transplant, which currently it's on the back burner right now. So that's a blessing. He still has a lot of issues he's dealing with, dizziness and fatigue. So we're trying to get through that.
I don't know how comfortable either of you are with getting into details or anything like that, but what is exactly the next step in this process? As you said, heart transplants on the back burner.
Currently, his medications are working, okay. So they're just sticking with that plan. The next step, if things did get worse, it would be a heart transplant, and he would have to be in Chicago quite a bit. So you always prepare for the worst, but you hope for the best. So
they were able to adjust his medication recently because his heart was pretty average at 22% functioning. And when they were able to adjust his medication, that doubled, which is still a really low number. And it's very dangerous to survive at that low levels, below 50%.
We're speaking with Mike James and Jessica Chandler about a fundraising event that's going to be coming up July 11th, which is a Thursday. It's to benefit Scott and Renee Chandler. Scott dealing with heart failure. Renee actually has multiple sclerosis. She's got some physical issues herself.
This family has been through a lot for a very long time, and they've remained pretty quiet about most of it. But we think everybody needs to know their struggles, because this, you know, Scott is leader of their home, and they're really struggling with a lot of other issues. And Mike, you want to give some more background on that?
Renee was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis back in 1997. That was just after the birth of their third son, Josiah. So that forced her to end her court reporting career and to go on to disability. She has a lot of days now with the multiple sclerosis where she can't get out of bed. Sometimes it's several days in a row. So she struggles with that on a regular basis. And then her son Josiah, which is 22 years old now, he's had multiple health issues his entire life. He has a very rare medical condition that is called FHBL, which is a 22q deletion, which is a very rare genetic disorder, but it's caused a lot of medical issues in his life. He's also been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. He's had some schizophrenic episodes. He suffers from type 2 diabetes and several other health conditions. So he requires round-the-clock attention from Scott and Renee, and that's a struggle when Renee has trouble just getting out of bed some days.
Right, and that speaks to the impact this diagnosis for Scott really has had, him being the patriarch of the mm-hmm. of that family and proverbial rock, and all of a sudden for him to be hit by this, it's very exactly. impactful. So this fundraising event is, again, coming up Thursday, July 11th. What is going to be going on? I know it's going to be at Pizza Man. What have you got going on for the event?
Well, it's going to run from 10:30 in the morning to 9 p.m. 10% of all the sales, that's everything purchased in that store, whether it's ice cream, pizza, anything like that, goes directly to the family. All the tips, we're going to have volunteers in there clearing tables and waiting tables. All the tips, 100%, go to the family. We also have a silent auction where you can come and bid on items that are locally donated. We have a 50-50 drawing, bake sale. We have many items coming for that. We're going to do a Pizza Man gift card raffle where you can buy a ticket for $1 and win a gift card. So we have all those things going on that day, and it's just a time where you can come together and just support someone who has given so much to this community. They hope to be there as long as both of them are healthy and feeling well, from 5 to 8. So even if you can't give and you can't purchase anything, just come in and give them a high five or a hug and just let them know you're praying for them and supporting them.
Absolutely. You can have activities for kids and stuff like that, or?
Not really. Just kind of come and hang out.
It'll be a family environment, yeah. So kids right. will be, they'll be comfortable being there.
Right.
Some of the baskets that are being created and made by people in our community, I think there's going to be a local Airbnb house that's
okay.
going to be raffled off. So if somebody wants a weekend away from their kids or,
right.
or just
right.
to get away from the reality of the world, there'll be a two-day weekend Airbnb house in Litchfield that will be raffled off as well.
Are these some of the silent auction items or
yeah. okay. I know at Ice Cream Man we've got this, it's like a tool chest and a refrigerator or something like that all in one. It's really awesome looking.
Oh, yeah.
So there's some really cool stuff being donated.
Are you still taking like donations for silent
Absolutely.
Auction?
Absolutely. We'll take them right up to the last second. Yes.
The best way to donate right now would be to go into a bank and trust location in Litchfield and just tell them that you want to donate money to the Scott Chandler Heart Fund. They will put it into his account, and he gets 100% access and all the money that's in that account. There's been several people that have been very generous that have donated to that. You can also go out to GoFundMe and donate to Scott Chandler. It'll say Scott Chandler, I think it says Pizza Man, Scott Chandler Pizza Man Heart Fund.
You can also go onto a Facebook, Scott and Renee Chandler Family Medical Support, and there's a link off of there to the GoFundMe.
Right, and all that money is transferred into that bank and trust account mm-hmm. as it's donated
sure.
automatically.
We're speaking with Mike James and Jessica Chandler about a fundraising event for Scott Chandler and his family. The event is coming up on Thursday, July 11th at Pizza Man from 10:30 until 9. That's Pizza Man in Litchfield. Obviously, all these proceeds helping with the Chandler family medical expenses, as you said. And again, if anyone would like to donate anything for silent auction items, you said they can reach out to you on Facebook or whatnot. You'll
yeah,
point
yeah.
them in the right direction.
We can know. You just always call Pizza Man. We'll
right.
take care of you from there.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Was there anything else? If anyone would like more information about this event, how would they find that out exactly?
Give Pizza Man a call, 324-6139. Or you can go to Facebook, Scott and Renee Chandler Family Medical Support. And we try to keep that updated with any kind of links and events going on.
And this is a community that is very generous, not just Litchfield, but Montgomery County, the surrounding area, very, very generous. It would not surprise me in the least to see you get a lot of support for this. But Scott in the past has been one of those people who's been very generous
Absolutely.
And community-oriented.
Yes.
He's reached out to a lot of people that have been in similar situations over the last several decades and has been a stronghold in this community as far as going the extra mile to build these people up. Scott has a very strong faith in God, and he's very secure in where he's at in his life, and he understands that this is in God's hands. Mm-hmm. The main thing we would like to ask people would be to keep him in your prayers. Keep Renee and Josiah and Scott, all three, in your prayers regularly, because prayer is powerful.
Absolutely. Mike James, Jessica Chandler, was there anything else you wanted to mention about the fundraising event or about what's going on that we hadn't touched on yet?
No, that's perfect.
Thanks again for coming in, and good luck with this event as well as everything else moving forward.
Thank you.
Thank you too.